Greetings again, all. Well, first things first, I didn't realise this was going to happen, but you will be hearing it from me, from Audio Boom, and probably my wonderful other half when he moves down here. A bit more than I thought, because my Audio Boom's not shutting down quite yet. Unbeknownst to me, excuse me, I was direct debited $90, if you don't mind, for another year. I didn't think that happened, because last time when I wanted to upgrade, I had to put my credit card in for again, but obviously they saved it. Cheeky buggers. I mean, I'm not going to complain now it's done, but I have looked on the Audio Boom everywhere, looked on the site, and it's just so messy now, and I cannot find where to remove my credit card details. So I've written to support. I haven't checked my email today, which is probably something that I will do momentarily, now I think about it, to see if they've written back to me, although it's a weekend, so I guess maybe they won't. But yeah, so I don't want to keep paying $90. I don't know how much that's given me, because I'm confused. Maybe I'm just going to see right now, actually. Is this... Oh, yeah, okay, so I've still got the hour-long recording time. Lucky you. Lucky audience. So, yeah, that happened. So I don't know, because I thought that there was... I thought it was... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know now. But anyway, I think a lot of people confused about what Audio Boom is doing, just from hearing the very few people that still use Audio Boom on my follows list. They all seem a little confused too. Anyway, just as long as I get my credit card removed, I'll be happy. Well, you know, I'll be happy. And yeah, you've got me for another year, so I'm sorry. But at least you'll have my other half, who's, well, why they're calling my better half, huh? yeah, he's adorable to listen to. Not that I'm not biased or anything like that. No, not me. I'm never biased. Anyway, so that's the first thing. The second thing I was going to rave about is something that happened yesterday, and I was very shocked and disgusted. So yesterday I went to this art gallery, along with about six other blindies. They were all the others were from the country. I was the only one from Melbourne. So we all went to this art gallery with Description Victoria, which is a couple of people that have gotten together, and excuse me, they have basically said, well, okay, there's audio description for live theatre that is that Vision Australia do. Vision Australia being the main organisation out here for blindies, but they use volunteers to describe, you know, what's going on. And so these people are paid. They've kind of had backgrounds in various you know, voice acting and things like, not voice acting, but radio presenting and things like that. Anyway, so basically they're trialing doing this in conjunction, though, still with Vision Australia, because they still do a lot of live performances at theatre. So they're not, their intention is not to take over from Vision Australia, but they would like to work with Vision Australia, I think. Although Vision Australia have their own reservations anyway. I'm not meant to know that, I don't think so. anyway, the point is that I was at an arts gallery and I was and it was presented, well, we were looking at the experimental exhibitions. Experimental is a group that a group of people, artists, maybe you'd say, who have put together exhibits, I should say, which have an audio component to them. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. So in conjunction with the audio describers that were there, we all got a tour around and were able to use the audio component as well as taking advantage of the audio description. So yeah, I mean, it was all right, really. I'm not much of a art gallery kind of person anyway, but you know, it was good to have that experience, I guess. But anyway, one of the exhibits was like these little tiny pools of water, and there was a projector projecting light onto the water, and there was also smoke being formed from mist that was coming out of the water. And the the projector portrayed an image which was shown in the water. So they had like ladies swimming, and it looked like there was ladies swimming in the water. So at one stage we were all, there was a group of us just standing around one of the pools, and there was another girl that had a guide dog. Funnily enough, her name was Rachel as well. So two Rachels had the dogs, but she started to ask if her dog can have a drink from the water, because, you know, she hadn't had a drink all day since they left. And, you know, they, of course, sort of, well, everyone sort of laughed it off and said, yes, that's fine, there's no chemicals in it, but who knows how long the water's been there. Although that's not the whole point. The other point is, well, it's an art exhibition. You wouldn't, why would you do that? I was shocked and horrified. I mean, it's just, you know, no wonder a lot of these places have reservations about blind people feeling things, because, well, if they just think that, oh, this person's gonna, you know, just gonna let their dog do this or that, you know, to our artwork, well, that's, I don't know, I thought that was very off, and that girl should have known better. excuse me. She was a nice girl, but wow, I just think, oh, you know, really? So that's that bit. And then there was another thing I had thought, you know, when I was doing my audio room last night, that I really wanted to say. Ooh, what's my dog doing? She's great, but a great worker, but off harness, she gets into everything still. Yes, what are you doing standing there looking all guilty, huh? Okay, well, oh yes, and I guess I will say, speaking of last night's little boom, or not a little boom, it was rather a long boom that I did, there is a few people that retreated it, and I was very touched, because I'm not the best, you know, podcaster. Not that I really set out to do podcasts or anything. And, you know, last night I didn't cover everything. It was just more of a, you know, novelty presentation, because I'm more into the novelty aspects of what these awesome voice activated devices do. But still, so, you know, that was cool. I just ramble on too much. I can't help it. As I say, I'm just not a natural at podcasts and describing things and all that kind of stuff. Echo, give me a sad trombone.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Oh, don't give me that. Echo, give me a sad trombone.
Sorry.
Oh, no, sure. Doesn't understand my accent. Echo, give me a sad trombone.
Sorry.
Oh, wah, wah, wah. That's what it says. I give up. All right, bye-bye. 11 minutes and 20 seconds. No.